Now, I got an email, and this is of grave concern to residents of Sydney, particularly those that use the roads. This listener said, Ray, I've heard from the Transport Workers Union, our delegate, that the Transport Workers Union is having a WorkSafe meeting at Rose Hill tomorrow, being Thursday. They plan to have 600 to 700 delegates move to James Roos Drive and sit on the road to disrupt traffic to protest against the Coles working conditions for truck drivers. I'm pretty sure what they're planning to do is illegal and will cause massive disruptions. Well, I'd be disappointed if Tony Sheldon's part of all this. And so we spoke to, not to Tony Sheldon, but to members of the union. Now, they sent this to us. They must think we're deals. Embargoed until 10:05 Thursday, the 27th of August. 700 transport workers to protest Coles lethal squeeze, TV press photo opportunity. 700 transport workers will hold a major protest rally to highlight the lethal squeeze from supermarket giant Coles on truck drivers, which is leading to deaths and injuries on our roads. At the event, truck drivers will hold aloft hundreds of white crosses and balloons to commemorate those killed. It'll happen outside Rose Hill Racecourse, the corner of James Roos Drive and Prospect Street, Rose Hill. Now, because I know the area quite well, there's a massive car park opposite the racecourse, and it says happening at 10:05 tomorrow. Speakers to include Jed Kearney from the ACTU and Tony Sheldon, the National Secretary of the Transport Workers Union. So when we phoned the Transport Workers Union and said, this protest, is it going to be held in the car? They said, no, it'll be held on the street. So we said, have you got a permit from police to disrupt traffic and hold in the street? No. Okay, so we phoned police, who knew nothing about it. So police are now gravely concerned that there'll be an illegal protest tomorrow at 10:05 on James Roos Drive by 700 transport workers. Now, I would fully support them if they were protesting off the road inside the car park at Rose Hill. But if they're going to disrupt traffic in a very important part of the traffic network leading down there to the M4, well, they won't get any support from me or anyone else, I would think. And there'll be plenty of truckies who'll be most upset they can't go about their business tomorrow if the road is blocked. Now, the police are going to go back to the TWU and get confirmation that they're planning to disrupt traffic. In the meantime, I'll put a call into Tony Sheldon, who's one of the speakers, to see whether he knows they're planning to do it on the road as opposed to in the car park. Now, what they said was, oh, look, even if we do it in the car park, it may flood out in the street because emotions will overtake the drivers and they won't be able to help themselves. Pig's backside. You either have it in the car park or you don't have it, I would think. And if you want the support of the general public over what would be, I think, in most cases, a worthy protest about saving lives on the road, restrict yourself to the car park and don't flood onto the road, because then you disrupt people, you put, you know, part, an important part of Sydney into lockdown, and you won't get support from the general public nor other truck drivers going about their business. So I'll convey that to Tony Sheldon if we can get him in the meantime, and that emotions shouldn't flow over. Protest, by all means, inside the car park, hold your white balloons aloft, hold your placards aloft, and get support.